Good afternoon, colleagues and students. Welcome to the Operating Theater. Please take your seats in the gallery quickly so we can begin. Today's case involves a 23-year-old man, recently married, who presents with anorgasmia. If you've done your reading, you know that this is a rare disorder in men, characterized by ongoing inability to achieve orgasm even after adequate and extended stimulation. A patient with secondary anorgasmia was once able to achieve orgasm but has lost that ability. Our patient, however, has primary anorgasmia, meaning he has never experienced orgasm. As you might imagine, this condition causes the patient significant discomfort and personal distress. He has been unable to release sexual tension and experience near-constant pelvic pain from unrelieved genital engorgement. He and his new wife are beginning to experience challenges in their sex life because he is unable to achieve orgasmic release. Sexual activity has become a chore for him, and this has taken a toll on the patient's wife, who is with us here today and has agreed to assist me. While she is, in many ways, a beneficiary of their extended sexual encounters and his inability to climax, she feels guilty about the pleasure she receives from him and his inability to reach climax. She feels it is somehow her fault. The patient is in perfect physical health. As I remove his gown, you will see that he has the conditioning of an athlete. Note, his penis is above average length and girth. As I lift the penis back, you will also note that the testicles are distended, stretched tight, and, from his reaction, quite tender to the touch. Despite this tenderness, the protocol calls for a standard testicular examination. As you students will recall, we perform this exam with the patient lying down, then standing. You see that I begin by inspecting the patient's abdomen. Now I am moving my fingers to the groin and genital area. I am palpating the scrotum and each testicle, rolling each between my thumb and forefinger, and inspecting for signs of swelling, lumps, or masses. And now I'll ask the patient to stand while I again inspect the penis and testicles, rolling them in my fingers. You can see that the patient is in discomfort. This is, of course, because of the extended periods of arousal without relief. Now you see that the penis is expanding, still only partially erect, but filling with blood. In his condition, the slightest touch to the genital area will cause erection. This is perfectly normal, but part of a vicious cycle because, in the patient's experience, sexual excitement will not end in release. While the patient is still standing, I will ask for his wife's assistance. Please apply a surgical lubricant to his penis and scrotum and begin to manually stimulate him. Excellent. You will see from her technique that he is quickly aroused. In other words, there is no question that she knows how to arouse her husband. The patient's whimpers show that this treatment is causing both pleasure and pain. The penis is now fully erect and the skin of the scrotum is stretched tight over the swollen testicles. The head of the penis has turned a deep red in color and when his wife concentrates the manual stimulation just under the glands of the penis, yes, just like that, the response is very strong, similar to what the woman feels when her clitoral hood is retracted and the clitoris is directly stimulated. I believe you can see that we are at a point where the stimulation is no longer progressing and the experience is becoming excruciating for the patient. I am glad to see the patient's wife is wearing a skirt. Madame, would you please remove your undergarments, climb on the table, and straddle your husband's face? Yes, like that. It is important that we keep sexual stimulation constant during this treatment, and the patient will also feel comforted with his head cradled between his wife's thighs. Now, treatment of anorgasmia is most successful when we take the choice of winter orgasm away from the patient. Our patient has consented to this. Our approach will be two-pronged. I will ask the patient's wife to apply this Hitachi vibrator to the head of the patient's penis, but only after I conduct a digital rectal exam to ensure there are no problems with the prostate. Now, will one of the students please review for us the procedure for a digital rectal exam? Ms. Johnson? Correct. First, we spread the buttocks apart and inspect the anus and surrounding area for abnormalities. Everything looks normal. Next, I'm lubricating the anus and there we go. My finger is now deep inside the patient. As I rotate my finger, I am feeling for abnormalities. There are none, with the exception of a significantly enlarged prostate, which, under the circumstances, is to be expected. Now, I will ask the patient's wife to turn on the Hitachi to its highest settings. Excellent. Please apply the vibrator directly and forcefully to the head of the penis. Now, you can tell from the loud wailing of the patient and the way he is trying to escape the Hitachi that this is not yet pleasurable. He fears that, once again, he will be left without release. This is why we combine this therapy with vigorous prostate massage, which I will begin now. My finger is now repeatedly rubbing the prostate. With each pass, I am applying more pressure. There we go. Notice that the patient is starting to shake all over. He's losing control of his body. You will also notice the semen beginning to flow from his penis. Please apply more pressure with the vibrator. Excellent. I will do the same to the prostate. Now, you will see that the patient is thrashing and quivering. Try to keep his head in place with your thighs, dear. Any second, you should hear him. Oh, there it is. Hear him scream. And the ejaculation is beginning. This is no time to stop the stimulation. I am pressing rhythmically to the prostate, helping the patient express semen. Look at the force of his first ejaculation. Still happening. Please remove the vibrator and dismount the table when you are comfortable, dear. Very good. I am slowing my pressure on the prostate. You will see that a near constant stream of semen continues to flow. Now I am removing my finger. We are now cleaning the patient with warm towels. As we complete the cleaning, you'll notice that we wrap him in a warm blanket. A release of this magnitude can sometimes be traumatic for the patient, although our patient today seems to have come through this fine. And now, any questions?